Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
I'm Steve Azar, and I'm on the other side of the microphone, meaning I'm asking the questions this time, and oh, have mercy for the airwaves. I spent 20 years in Music City, wrote and made some hits, traveled the world, and then moved my family back to the birthplace of American music and where the magnolia trees prosper. And now every time I put my feet on Mississippi soil, when I'm off the road, well, I'm at peace. On this show, it's all about hearing the story straight from the mouths of the friends I've made along the way, their journey to success. Heck, there might be someone on, I don't even know, but you know how us Mississippi types are. We tend to take well to new company. In a Mississippi Minute, all 60 of them. I'm Steve Azar.
It's just like that muddy river, moving slow. Ain't no worries, it's how life goes. In a Mississippi Minute.
Hey folks, Steve Azar here. It's Mississippi in a Mississippi Minute time, actually. Add the N and add A and an A. There you go. It's important in songwriting. Visit Mississippi.org. Very important. Start your week off. Get a little time. Thumb your way around the web and their site and plan a great road trip in our Mississippi, this hallowed ground that I'm very grateful for the inspiration for. I can tell you it's constant. Really grateful. Today's guest is a repeat. I get to go part two. Anytime that's the case, that means I hadn't got to any of my questions that I was going to ask because we just had a wonderful conversation. I'm falling in love with this man. Special, special guy. He's an entrepreneur, digital media pioneer. And when I use that word pioneer, I'm not using it loosely. A best-selling author. He's held senior leadership roles at Sony, EMI, Universal Studios, Deloitte Digital. He also helped lead the music industry shift into the digital era as a global president of digital distribution at EMI, one of the bigs. In 1995, he produced the first video game with country music, including, as I said, Vince Gill, Reba McEntire, Trisha Yearwood, Mark Chestnut, among others. If I recall, all MCA acts, like I said last time, I was on the Mercury side of things, but we crossed halls and crossed buildings until we merged into one and became Universal. He's known for helping companies and entrepreneurs turn disruption into opportunity, which brings us to the title of his first books, the best-selling Disrupt You and Future Proofing You. Back-to-back bestsellers. Today, we'll be diving into his latest book, which we talked about in part one, The Second Act Advantage, which explores how people can live longer and reinvent themselves in midlife and beyond. I'm going to ask him in a minute where I stand in the midlife and beyond part. And it's the first book to come with a custom-built AI companion app that acts like a personal mentor to help readers design their next chapter. Please welcome in best-selling author, digital entrepreneur, my new pal, Jay Sammet.
Hey, thanks for having me back. A lot of fun.
Jay, I thank you so much. I hope you had a good weekend.
Fantastic.
All right, we're getting into part two here, and I'm going to try to stay focused here, but you sent me on in a direction. I got a little sideways, but I'm grateful for that. I'm happy we did because I really got to know you and understand you. This part of the segment, before we talk about your book, off the air we started talking about your kids. And I want to give you a proud father moment because you and your bride did a heck of a job raising these two children, right? And yeah. So tell us about their careers and what they're doing, because I feel like you had a lot to do with the direction that they chose.
They don't. No.
Well, yeah, well, come on.
Best parenting is they were born perfect and I didn't mess them up. I had the attitude, why grow up? And, you know, I still haven't grown up. I still don't know what I want to be when I grow up. And that idea that you get to be one thing is insane to me. So whenever people say, you know, what do you want to be when you grow up? I tell parents to say, what problem do you want to fix in the world? Because at every age, kids see injustice, kids say whatever. Yeah. And both my sons picked up on hobbies that I happen to spend time with. We love the movies. We love entertainment, love making people happy. Favorite story, he will kill me for telling this on the radio.
Tell it.
But I'm not a sports guy, okay? Never played any sports. I'm a nerd, lifelong nerd. But I wanted my kids to be well-rounded. So got him in the T-ball, got him the uniform, walked him around the bases, explained everything. He was excited. He liked his fresh thing. He gets it. He's a smart kid. The other team shows up. He goes, Dad, do they want to win? I go, absolutely. He goes, so if I let them win, then everybody's happy? He's the comedy writer.
Yeah. All right.
And,
now go
and a year from now, Spaceballs 2, Mel Brooks and my son Benji and Josh Gad and his partner Dan Hernandez. How amazing that. He grew up watching every Mel Brooks movie and gets to work with Mel. Mel turns 100 next month. God
bless.
This
is insane. I mean,
Well,
Mel Brooks was a big part of you and my life growing up. There is no doubt,
yeah.
Right? I mean, there's nobody like him in the history of the world. Pardon the pun. Nobody like that man. So has he like expressed sort of the surrealness, if that's a word? Can I say that?
Yeah.
Of what that's been like.
He has to stay like not pinch himself all the time because it's unbelievable. And he said history of the world. So I'll really get killed. My other son turned history of the world into a TV series that was on Fox.
Really did make a big difference in that.
I have nothing to do. I want to come back if there's reincarnation as my kids. I mean, they're amazing people, way smarter, way better. And, you know, they were my inspiration for my success. I mean,
sure.
I wouldn't be where I was if I didn't have the kids.
No doubt.
Every time I was down, every time being an entrepreneur, people want to forget the dips and valleys. It's a roller coaster. And every time it was rock bottom, I looked at them and I didn't give up. So what happened was when they grew up, I didn't have a motivation. I didn't want to just chase more dollars. I watched dozens of friends, you know, become billionaires. I don't get the thirst, you know. I'll have something a billionaire will never have. Enough. Right?
Yeah. I love that. Yeah.
So I focused on paying it forward. First, I taught how to build a high-tech startup at university for fun. Show you how universities work. They paid me $16 a class, and it cost me $20 to park. But the students paid $7,000 to sit there. Yeah. But I had students do $100 million in cash. Then I took a homeless guy, as we talked about, mentored him one day a week for a year. No cash, no business. He went from on the streets to self-made millionaire. So anyone can do this. And now we're in a time when a third of us are going to lose our jobs.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
Government's not going to be there for you. So why not learn how to get engaged? If you're getting pushed out because the gray hair is starting to show and businesses think you're too expensive and you're replaceable, the second act advantage shows you how to do whatever you want to achieve because you have advantages that everybody else doesn't. And the over 50 crowd are actually more successful being first-time entrepreneurs than any other age group. 3-1, according to venture capitalists, over younger people.
You jump right back to your book. I was going to beat you to it, but I'm glad you said the second act advantage because that's what we're celebrating today. We're also celebrating your previous works as well. But I think once people dive into this book, they're going to go back. It's how the world works as far as records. We'd make a new record. Somebody would hear something they really like, and they'd start exploring the artists, which is a great thing.
What I love that I did this time is in any other book, has every book you've ever read to help you has two problems. It's out of date the second it's printed, and it doesn't know what you, the individual, are trying to do. So by giving it this app, it's instantly able to customize the experience for you. And that's what I'm excited about with Second Act Advantage.
All right. Briefly, because we did discuss it a little bit, talk about the technology behind the AI app that accompanies the book and how it works to help the reader.
So instead of some general, you know, ChatGPT that knows something about everything, this was just trained on all my books, my hundreds of speeches, my columns for the Wall Street Journal and Fortune and Harvard Business Review. And the goal is to give you daily motivation and to guide you through the steps, whether you want to make a side hustle, start a new career, move overseas to live richer but cheaply, whether, you know, there's a problem you want to solve, how to set up a charity like you've done. All those things will be kept up to date by my team, and it's there to be your partner, but it doesn't take any salary, any equity, and it doesn't sleep.
Let's take a quick break. On the other side of the break, I want to ask you the time it took for all of this to come together, and I guess it's sort of in sort of a a term that you and I grew up with, like an encyclopedia or a dictionary or a glossary or everything in between. I want to understand how long it took, and is it just an ongoing process? Jay Sammet's my guest, best-selling author. The Second Act Advantage is his latest stellar masterpiece. It will set you free, set you on the right path, take you off the potholed gravel roads that you could be traveling on right now, and it'll all be clear interstate. Visit Mississippi.org. Check it out. I can't wait to get Jay on Mississippi soil. I'm Steve Azar. We'll be right back.
Come on back to Memphis. Come on back to Memphis. Yeah. Come on back to Memphis.
Your next customer is searching online right now. Will they find you or your competitor? If your website is outdated, slow, or hard to use on a phone, you could be losing business every day. SuperTalk Mississippi Media builds sharp, mobile-friendly websites that look great and work even better. And they're more affordable than you might think. We can drive customers to your new website with powerful radio commercials and targeted digital ads on Facebook, Google, TikTok, Hulu, and more. Call SuperTalk Mississippi Media at 601-991-2305 or visit stmmdigital.com.
People ask me all the time.
I know all about potholes and gravel roads. And you can write about them for a while, but at some point you got to write about something else. But that's the journey that my guest today and myself have taken, doing the independent thing our whole lives, of making records or writing, being a songwriter or an entertainer or in digital media or an author or actually a life coach, which is today's guest, Jay Sammet, best-selling author. Latest book, The Second Act Advantage, is what we're celebrating. I love hearing him talk about the humble days, because when you do your own thing, there ain't no way you're getting out of this on smooth sailing. That the river, the ocean, whatever's going to get rough, there's going to be some undertows, there's going to be sharks in the water, and this man knows it, and he has navigated himself very, very, very well. Hey, I want to back up and say this. So your two boys, they're not middle age yet. So and they're get there soon. Oldest will get there soon, but they're not middle age yet. Can someone that's you target middle age and beyond, can they and are they using this book as we speak today in their own lives?
So they teach me, but to phrase your question for your audience, your second act can start at any time. Your first act was being a musician. There's ups and downs. Maybe you needed a side hustle to fund you when you're doing that. There's athletes that tap out at 25 or 30. There's people that put in their 20 years with the police force, or they did their tour of duty or whatever that may be. I tell the story of a wonderful soldier, did multiple tours, got out, got that good corporate job, did everything he was told to do, and that company went out of business, not because of him, right when he got there, and he had to start a second act. So teaching people how to be entrepreneurs, how to be successful, especially in a time when a third of all jobs are going to be disappearing because of AI. Yeah. So why not let AI be your force multiplier? And if you're saying, I'm not techie, I don't know, you don't need, I've never written a line of code, right? You just have to talk to it the way we're talking. It's like hundreds of people have reached out from my books over the years. I've heard from people in over 140 countries. Will you mentor me? I'd love to, but I don't have the time to mentor every single person.
Right.
So
there's no way.
We built a digital Jay. You can ask Jay a question. What's funny is
keep talking, but I got to interrupt. I want to ask the digital Jay quite a few questions today after we get off. How do I do that?
So I'll give you the link, but it's at jsammet.com.
Okay.
And when you get the book, you get free access to all that knowledge. And what's funny is I ask Digital Jay a question and I look at the answer and go, oh my God, that's a great answer. Now that's not me patting myself on the back. I may have known something at one point or some fact or some story or some way of telling it. It doesn't forget. everything's at the tip of its tongue. It is a better version of anything that I could possibly do if somebody paid me. And what I, no disrespect to coaches listening, I never wanted to take money from people that needed help. This is my way of paying back the good luck that I've been given on this planet. And so for the price of, you know, a hamburger and a couple beers out, you can change your life. And if you have a parent that's in this, that's depressed and sitting on the sidelines, that doesn't know how they're going to make ends meet, perfect Mother's Day, Father's Day gift, right?
Sure it is.
This book, you're giving them a new foundation and a new legacy.
Okay, so I want to go back to what you said. You said, Steve, you may have found a second hustler. My second act, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, tenth have always been reverting. It's always been music for me. I've been all in. But you've had to sort of reinvent yourself within the confounds of what was going on. We go through Napster. We go through all the streaming changes. We go through all the radio stations, consolidation of all that. So we have to go through all of these moments. So it just, you think about it, I used to go visit radio stations individually, and then all of a sudden there's one person in charge of about 20 radio stations, and then and you lose the competitive edge within the market. So, it changed the way we did things, and there was constant change within us, and we noticed that. But so
were you ever able to find the heart in iHeart?
Oh, no, yeah. That's funny. That's pretty good. All right, let me ask you this. I've got a friend, Mike the Monk Guy Farrell, has been on my show a lot, and he always talks about the most important thing you have to have is purpose. Then everything evolves around that, and it's your core. It's everything's got to be just like heading toward that. It's like the root of a tree or whatever. So for you, and what you're talking about, is purpose important?
Oh, so not only is it important, but if you read the Second Act Advantage, and there's 350 footnotes of scientific papers and everything, the most important thing for longevity, to make it to 100, isn't what you eat, isn't exercise, isn't sleep. Number one on the list is purpose. The Japanese have a word called ikigai. It means, why do you get up out of bed in the morning? And if you have a job that you hate, if you're a wage slave, yes, we all have pressures and things we had to do that we didn't like to make the bills. But if you just keep on doing that, what have you spent your life doing? Right? Mm-hmm. You'll be miserable. And at the end of your life, I can guarantee you will have regret. Why didn't I join the band? Why didn't I try to make it? Why didn't I do this? And go talk to old people. They never, never regret something that they tried and failed at. They regret what they failed to try.
Oh, I love that.
The second you have a purpose, here's what will happen. Will you make it overnight and be a hit? No. Okay? That's the myths of PR people. But there's only two outcomes when you try. You either learn or you earn. But each time, you're better than you were before. And it's that journey that gives richness. And if you want joy, solve for others. Because building a business is really solving problems for others. You're making something that makes somebody else's life better, right? So why wouldn't we? And we have a world with so many problems, and so much of the technology that I spent my life building has been weaponized to tear us apart, and they make more money from hate than love. That with the Second Act Advantage, I wanted to give people the tools without a corporate filter that's driving them to commerce. I'm not trying to make money off of you. I'm trying to hold this country that I love together. Because if we have 20 or 30% on them, the government isn't going to help you. Your neighbor may or may not be there to help you because they're going to be in the same boat. And certain states, certain towns are going to be hit much harder. Yeah. It's like when all the manufacturing jobs went overseas, the guys in the high-rise office buildings really didn't care. But now all the white collar jobs are going away. Middle management, lawyer, accountant, okay? Go through the list. Those jobs aren't coming back. Today's college graduates are less likely to get a job than high school graduates. Let that sink in.
I mean, I saw that and read that not too long ago, and I was like, what? All the money that's going into education.
College kids are graduating with no job, but they have a mortgage and they have no house.
Yeah.
They're in debt. And isn't it interesting that the only debt that you can't get out of in bankruptcy is one that they signed for before they were 18? Their college loans? Yeah. I mean, the system, if you're feeling the pressure of society, if you're feeling like you're behind the eight ball and you're in debt and the credit card, it isn't your fault, right? Mm-hmm. Just like we wake up, most of the country's obese. That isn't the country's fault. We were given a food table, a pyramid. There was lobbyists told us what to eat and it was wrong.
Yeah, we got, well, there's, let's just say that we are full of preservatives, if, or at so, least.
So I'm trying to write that. I even have a chapter now of those people that exercise and go to the gym. God bless. Okay. I was never that guy. Like I said, lifetime nerd. The world came to where I was. I got lucky, but I wrote a chapter called The Lazy Nerd's Guide to Living 28 Years Longer. Mm-hmm. And so there's only 9 things that you have to do to live to 90. Like, who wouldn't want that? And you can do 5 of them while you're asleep.
Let's take a quick break. The name of the book is The Second Act Advantage. Already 2-time best-selling author, now 3, Jay Samet. You can go to jsamet.com. It's like the D word, Amit, but minus the N. This is just S-A-M-I-T. And check out his AI app, visitmississippi.org. Thank you guys for all these years allowing me to get to know someone as special as Jay. I'm having a blast. We'll be right back. I'm Steve Azar.
$20,000 available for first-time homebuyers. Hey folks, Steve Azar here. Helping is the heart of our friends at Guaranty Bank. They offer programs like the Homebuyer Equity Leverage Partnership Grant that can assist qualified first-time homebuyers with up to $20,000 towards down payment and provide home ownership counseling to empower you on your journey. These funds are first come, first serve. Learn more about this program and to apply now, go to gbtonline.com. Guaranty Bank, member FDIC.
Your next customer is searching online right now. Will they find you or your competitor? If your website is outdated, slow, or hard to use on a phone, you could be losing business every day. SuperTalk Mississippi Media builds sharp, mobile-friendly websites that look great and work even better. And they're more affordable than you might think. We can drive customers to your new website with powerful radio commercials and targeted digital ads on Facebook, Google, TikTok, Hulu, and more. Call SuperTalk Mississippi Media at 601-991-2305 or visit stmmdigital.com.
From the Seabrook.com.
In a Mississippi Minute with Steve Azar, right here on Super Talk Mississippi.
I mean what I say. This man is special. A really great man, has done incredible things, wants to celebrate all that he has gone through and learned in his books, his latest, The Second Act Advantage. For all of you folks that have dreamed and had passions and all of a sudden opportunity, just sort of took a sidetrack because obligations got in the way. Next thing you know, it's 30, 40 years later, 25 years later, whatever. The bottom line is I get that what Jay is talking about, and visit Mississippi.org. Can't wait to have Jay on Mississippi soil. I'm going to be right there when he lands on in Mississippi soil. Check it out. Plan a road trip. All right, Jay. I totally get this. I want to go back to the question that I never asked you in the second segment, coming out of segment one. The time it takes, and is it constant farming and nurturing with your AI app that you have? What goes into that?
So the team did a great job putting in everything that I've ever done that we had hands of, every recording of a podcast, every speech, all that. But the world is not static. So I write a Substack, a free subscription letter to motivate people and whatever I think is cool in technology and share all that stuff. So that's constantly fed in whatever I'm doing. So if I continue to learn, what I learn is instantly shared to Digital J. So when you're asking questions, they're up to date. And that to me is a really cool tool because I can then ask a digital version of myself questions and get better answers than I can do on my own. And why wouldn't you want someone that wants to help you? Most people that start an entrepreneurial venture get a partner because you bounce ideas off the other person and you get motivation from the other person. Now you have a partner that doesn't want to get paid and will work 24/7. And it's as easy as we are talking. You just talk to it and it gives you answers. And if you don't understand the answer, you ask it to break it down and it'll even help you find your purpose. I put psychological studies into it so that it can ask your questions. Do you like public speaking? Do you like working with your hands? Do, you know, da, 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 to then tell you these are the things that will give you happiness. And here's where you can use TikTok to make $1 million. There are grandmothers making $1 million cooking online. There's grandmothers playing video games making $1 million. Yet most Americans hit retirement age with a negative net worth. They're in debt and they have no savings. And Social Security won't pay the bills. Mm-mm. I can't sit on the sidelines in good conscience and not help. And so I thank you for sharing your audience because this is how I'm getting the word out. Because if we don't help each other, we're in a whole heap of problems.
Can I ask you something? And just your advice on this, just to our listeners and stuff. You're seeing things like welding and blue collar jobs you talked about. They went away. Manufacturing gigs went away. Our town, it happened to our town, just like it happened in so many. Once the river, I think it was Carter, did some sort of embargo act that really killed our town. We're river town, Mississippi river town. So are you seeing these blue collar jobs coming back?
No.
And almost like vinyl came back in the music industry. You know what I'm saying? And then the CD.
So here's what's different.
Tell me what's different.
Each prior change, the Industrial Revolution, Information Age, certain jobs went away, but new jobs were created. The difference is there's somebody smarter now that they can hire. Smarter than you, smarter than me. AI is smarter than 99% of people today, and AI is as dumb as it will ever be. So the reason why college kids can't get jobs is those big corporations used to hire the best and brightest out of college. But I can tell you, having run multinational companies, they're useless. It takes a few years on the job to understand how the real world works and get trained and whatever. You don't have to pay to hire useless. AI can do all that. AI can gather the marketing reports, can get the data and everything, and get it right to the top people's desk in real time. So there's no more middle management.
Yeah.
There's
I talked to somebody the other day, and they said there were 15 of this one guy, and he's the only one standing that's doing all of the jobs of the 15 because him and AI. That's the best way to explain it. So only one versus 15.
How many times did you hear over the past 20 years, go get an engineering degree, learn how to code, you'll be safe, da, 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 da.
Yeah.
Microsoft, Facebook, Apple, all these companies laid off this year in 2020, 200,000 engineers.
It's crazy.
And
that's just crazy.
Like the music industry, when I came into the music industry, there were people who knew how to get records played on radio stations. They were all laid off because radio didn't move the needle anymore.
Yeah.
So if you lose your job at one company, there's no other company to go to. There's no place for all these engineers to get a job. Engineering is now done automatically by AI. Accounting is done by AI. A lawyer basically looked through old contracts and cut and paste. AI can do that. Mm-hmm. So you're really talking about the vast majority of what employs our country going away and not coming back.
Talking to Jay Samit, jaysamit.com. It's jaysamit.com. His latest book is really, really good. The Second Act Advantage. Now I want to dig into the rest of this segment and the next segment with his first two books, best-selling. And I love the, so we've had, you talk about disrupt. Okay, back up for a second. So in my time, there's been plenty of things. There's been Hurricane Katrina, which is more personal. There's been 9/11. There's been obviously we've had wars here in weaving in and out. We've had the 2008 financial crisis. We had COVID. You're talking about a lot of disruption just in that little short span in the last 25 years. If we have four big disruptions over the next 25 years or so, talk to me about the inspiration of that and how, to me, you're sort of a fixer. You go in and try to fix what's going on that's gone sideways and disrupted.
Yeah, for giant corporations.
Exactly.
You know, so you mentioned Napster in your world.
Let's talk disrupt the book because it has to do with a lot of that, right?
So here's the central premise. Whether by choice or circumstance, every career gets disrupted, right? Everybody got disrupted by COVID. right? Subprime, okay? You didn't have a subprime stuff. Suddenly, interest rates went through the roof. There was no capital for your business. So there's always a disruption. A war's a disruption. You know, are you prepared? When you apply for a job, somebody else has already held that job. So right now, there's tons of people applying for each job. You're putting your fate in buying a lottery ticket, okay? It's an algorithm that reads your resume, okay? Do you want to live your life hoping, or do you want to be in control of your own destiny? When you start something and build something, it's yours. You don't have to worry about getting a pink slip because the board gave themselves bonuses and now they're going out of business. I mean, this is what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to empower people because, by the way, the only job creators are entrepreneurs. So if we get more people creating stuff, they're going to be employing some people. So Disrupt You was my way of saying, you know, 15 years ago, I knew AI was going to do this. You know, 7 years ago, I became chairman of one of the AI companies, and yet nobody had heard of AI.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I don't predict the future because I have some Nostradamus crystal ball. I hang out with the people that are coding it. I hang out with the CEOs that run these large companies. I know where they're putting the trillions of dollars, but I have a heart and I see the impact. It's, you know, their job is to make as much money for their shareholders. I find no fault with that. But I do find a fault when, as a society, there's nobody trying to help the little guy.
Yeah.
Because that's the family. That's the small town. You mentioned Katrina. I was busy as could be running a music industry, but when that hit, I was devastated, not physically, emotionally. So I was one of the producers of Concert for Katrina. I got everybody. I guilted everybody.
Why was in that concert? The one at Ole Miss?
No, NBC? The one that was televised nationally.
Yeah.
It was the first time I met a guy, a young kid who, his agent pushed that we put on, kid named Kanye.
Y'all did a different one. We did the one at Ole Miss with Morgan Freeman and Samuel L. and Jason Alexander and everybody. That was us.
This was the one that MTV was aired. We shot on the Paramount lot. You know, before that, I did Tsunami Aid when the tsunami hit. Okay. Another massive one of these things. The difference between the ones you do and the ones I do is I never saw a reason to have a live audience. That's a lot of cost and expense. Mm-hmm. Do it in the soundstage.
Sure, we did the live.
Don't need insurance, right. Security. 100% of the money goes straight to the end thing. But the point is, we all can make a difference. And if you're hurting, if you're trying to figure out how are you going to make it, if you're trying to worry about how are your kids going to make it in a world that isn't hiring, that's what the Second Act Advantage is about.
I got it. I think I got it. Let's take a quick break. We got a small segment left, but I am telling you right now, I could have 50 Mississippi minutes with you and it wouldn't be enough. Jay Sammet is my guest today. We'll be right back. I'm Steve Azar.
$20,000 available for first-time homebuyers. Hey folks, Steve Azar here. Helping is the heart of our friends at Guaranty Bank. They offer programs like the Homebuyer Equity Leverage Partnership Grant that can assist qualified first-time homebuyers with up to $20,000 towards down payment and provide home ownership counseling to empower you on your journey. These funds are first come, first serve. Learn more about this program and to apply now, go to gbtonline.com. Guaranty Bank, member FDIC.
Your next customer is searching online right now. Will they find you or your competitor? If your website is outdated, slow, or hard to use on a phone, you could be losing business every day. SuperTalk Mississippi Media builds sharp, mobile-friendly websites that look great and work even better, and they're more affordable than you might think. We can drive customers to your new website with powerful radio commercials and targeted digital ads on Facebook, Google, TikTok, Hulu, and more. Call SuperTalk Mississippi Media at 601-991-2305 or visit stmmdigital.com.
I know that hiring is in the country. Communication, on the other hand, was still moving at a snail's pace. The telegraph was still a new and developing technology, leading most Americans to rely on physical means to send a message, trains, ships, and the good old Pony Express. But in 1851, everything changed with the foundation of a small telegraph company in Rochester, New York. And that would later become known as Western Union. Western Union developed a vast telegraph network across states. Within a decade of its birth, Western Union completed the first transcontinental telegraph. But it didn't stop there. Western Union would also develop the stock ticker, a time service, and even the first wire money transfer. For more, go to foxnewspodcast.com. I'm Bill Hemmer, Fox News.
Listen and watch all your favorite Super Talk Mississippi shows live and on demand. Listen to tons of music. Plus, get the latest breaking news from across the state with the Super Talk Mississippi app. The Super Talk Mississippi app. Download the Super Talk app on your iPhone or Android device now for free. Just search Super Talk Mississippi in your app store on your mobile device to get everything Mississippi all in one place. The Super Talk Mississippi app. Get it now. In a Mississippi Minute with Steve Azar, right here on Super Talk Mississippi.
When I was 16, I knew everything. Opportunity grew on trees. I'd taste them, waste them, do it all again. 10 feet tall, invincible.
Jay Sammet, what a glorious man. What a brilliant mind. JaySammet.com, JaySammit.com, author of his latest incredible book, The Second Act Advantage. If you're in, feel like you're in a little bit funky place right now, or you're about to go into the next chapter, or you feel like you need to freaking turn the page to the next chapter because of what's going on in your life, especially now, he is a must. And his AI companion. Yes, sir.
Can I talk for a second to anybody driving the big rig right now?
You dang okay. Right. Come on.
You may not realize it, but truck driving is the number one job on tax returns. It's the most common thing in this country. Biggest cohort. There's more truck drivers than there are lawyers, doctors, whatever.
Wow. I didn't know.
But autonomous trucks are already on the Autobahn in Europe. Tesla's just announced theirs. Not only are they autonomous, but they can park in a parking lot where they charge from a plate underneath, so nobody needs to hook them up to recharge. They do 500 miles. They charge for less than a half an hour, which is what you're mandated.
They don't have to have an 8-hour sleep break.
Right. And they go another. They don't need to sleep.
Yeah.
So
wow,
your job is going away.
Mm.
And most of the truckers have been put into systems where they have an unfair lease with the company and they're in servitude for maintaining the equipment, thinking that they have an independence. Get this book. It doesn't talk about trucking. It talks about you can make money while you're sleeping. That's what building a business is. You can come up with a digital business. You don't have to know anything about how a computer works. You seem to carry a computer in your pocket, an iPhone. That's more compute than we had to get to the moon, okay? So you don't need any technical skill. It's that easy. And that's what I want people to know, because it's going to get harder and harder to get those jobs. What happens when Amazon goes completely autonomous? Uber's going autonomous. There'll be no more Uber drivers. It'll just be Waymos.
It's like we're living in the Jetsons era, Alma. I'm like, we're finally getting to the point where we're like getting there. I can tell you that what a sad world it would have been and it will become if 18 Wheels and a Dozen Roses isn't an important song to those truckers coming home to see the loves of their lives and the, and after a career doing it. You think about the great Anne Murray, she sang it.
Yeah.
And but you think about that, and that Jetsons, makes it very sad what you're saying.
Did you notice how the Jetsons were all floating in space? Their houses yeah. were in space, their buildings. Yeah. Maybe that's because all the people that weren't wealthy, they left down on the planet.
Yeah.
So. Ever notice all the billionaires are building rocket ships? Okay. No one's thinking about the common man. Okay. No one's working for the common man. And I don't care which party. Okay. Governments aren't going to be there for you. And the Second Act Advantage, I'm hoping, can give you the future that you and your family deserve.
That's how we're going to wrap up part two. Jay Sammet is my guest today and yesterday. If you didn't hear part one, it's a must listen. Only because of him, not me. And his book, The Second Act Advantage, his third book, is out, and what a special man he is. Go to jsammit.com and adapt the AI tool that's there that he's created, him and his team as well, to help guide you through the book and in life. Visit Mississippi.org, plan a road trip, eat your way around Mississippi. You will not regret it. And maybe we'll, Jay and I'll show up and be your guests one night. Jay, I can't thank you enough, my friend.
Thank you for having me and sharing your audience with me.
You're the best. Blessings.
I'm Steve Azar. In a Mississippi Minute, all 60 of them, where you can take your sweet time.
Your next customer is searching online right now. Will they find you or your competitor? If your website is outdated, slow, or hard to use on a phone, you could be losing business every day. SuperTalk Mississippi Media builds sharp, mobile-friendly websites that look great and work even better. And they're more affordable than you might think. We can drive customers to your new website with powerful radio commercials and targeted digital ads on Facebook, Google, TikTok, Hulu, and more. Call SuperTalk Mississippi Media at 601-991-2305 or visit STMM.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.